You can't stop the rain. You can't stop the rain when it starts to pour. No, I'm just playing. What's up, guys? It's Jacob with the JDT Podcast, and we're back with another episode. Man, look. I don't do this, but that's one of my favorite parts from BMF. If you hadn't been watching it, check it out. BMF on Stars, 50 Cent new show. I really am into it. But, of course, we are back to business. Everything is kosher, baby. Everything is good. And, you know, with today's episode, you know, I feel really, really good. Just high off of life and just enjoying my surroundings. Of course, you know, being in Dubai is new experiences, being able to see new things and different culture and just enjoy life, you know. That's what today's episode is primarily about, getting back to yourself. You know, I had a good conversation with one of my friends from college, and throughout that conversation, you know, all things from my past were brought up to help me remember that, you know, I've moved or changed in certain ways as a man, as a Christian, as a human being. And it literally made me sit back and think. Now, most of those changes, all of them actually, are and were for the positive way and have all had a positive impact in my life, as well as, you know, just becoming a better individual and chasing my goals in a sense to be able to obtain more things and deal with less stress. But the main message for today's episode is getting back to you. With getting back to you, sometimes we transition. We go through stages in life where we might have once been very playful and didn't accept or take on roles and responsibilities that we should have been doing at an earlier age. So now you have to go twice as hard to, I guess, undo your wrongdoings in the past, which may have set you back. I was also enlightened about myself that maybe I'm not enjoying as much as I used to. I used to be the person who would be, all right, let's do this, let's do this, let's do that. You know, always on the go, always having to be on the move, not being able to sit still. Now, although that does give you new adventures and new, I guess the word would be new stories. I guess we could use that, just throw that in there. New stories in life. It's not always the best thing to be always on the move. Sometimes you just need to sit down and create with yourself, hey, look, let's sit back and jot out some notes. Let's jot out our plans for the week. Let's recollect on what we did this past week, the things that went good, the things that were kind of iffy and shaky, but also let's keep pushing forward. You know, one of the things where I always refer back to is how, I guess, reckless I used to be, in the sense of just closing my eyes, going to sleep, and waking up the next day, and whatever happened just seemed to happen, right? So I would always end up just, I called it going with the flow of things, or just of life. And although that is an okay way to live life, I guess you could say, if you're just comfortable with doing your day-to-day means of business and not having too many other things going on in your life, sure, if that works for you, then by all means, go ahead and go for it. But ever since I've started to add schedules to my life and add some sort of structure around my schedule and building and creating ways to maneuver around each day and creating a plan, I guess you could say, for each day, my life has become so much easier. It's less stressful because I know for at least I know with at least certain things, I'm going to have, as you say, I'm going to have a plan. And going into the day with a plan makes it a completely different day. It gives you things to look forward to. It gives you an advance on the next person trying to do and create the same thing that you were doing or creating. So some of the most dangerous people in this world live day to day with a plan. And when I say most dangerous, I mean that in a positive way, by stating that they are going to be obtaining, they're more likely to obtain their goals earlier or in an advanced nature than someone who doesn't. So I've added structure to my life. I've added different things to motivate myself. I had goals for myself and prizes for myself as well. But overall, the end goal is just to add structure. Remembering who you are. When you remember who you are and getting back to being yourself, remember those fun times that you used to have, where regardless of if the world was on fire around you, you could go and do this one thing that would just clear your mind. You could go to this one person to talk to, or you could go to this one place, whether that's you sitting back reading, whether you writing out things, whether you going out for a couple of drinks with friends, whatever, going to get your nails done, or whatever the case may be. You have to get back to that. We seem and tend to end up getting off track so easily with everything going on around us that we forget it's most important that we do not lose ourselves. Because when you lose yourself, your soul has nothing to attach itself to. So when you go based off of it's, I guess you could say that it would be how you live your life and what you want out of it that tends to determine have you lost yourself or have you gotten away from yourself. And when you look at yourself, you have to understand what you once initially wanted to be. And even if it seems like you are initially so far away from your ending point in which you wish you were going to, or in which you once sought out, even if you feel like you are the furthest away that you've ever been, all it takes is one step going back towards that direction. Just take that one step in trying to get back to where you assumed or where you believed was the right route for you to take off to. We have to start speaking ourselves into us. And what I mean by that is start speaking those positive words back on yourself. Start telling yourself every morning when you wake up that today will be a productive day. Start moving yourself towards the right path. Yes, you can say that you want to be a police officer, you want to join the military, you want to be a doctor or a lawyer, but yet you're not studying or you're not training or you're not putting in any effort towards anything that will help you get to that goal or obtain that goal. So it's going to start to be more difficult. Not saying that just because you don't do these things that you won't make it, but you're making it more challenging and more difficult upon yourself to obtain those goals and those positions in which you wish to achieve. Overall, what we have to do is start to plan and prepare where we are going before we get there, meaning that you have to have your mindset corrected. You must fix your mindset and structure your mind and structure your soul, your spirit, and everything to prepare yourself for where you're going. We get so caught up in lacking off of our energy, our own energy, and who we are due to the fact of so many things going on in our life, in our world, with our friends and our family, that we forget that and lose sight of the fact that we are no longer ourselves. I am someone who's admittedly changed myself to try to satisfy someone else. And it was something that my friends noticed, my family noticed. The closest people to me, they noticed that I changed or conformed for this person. And I honestly did not see it until after the fact that I removed that person out of my life and got back to being me. I was smiling more. You know, I was happy. I was enjoying life. I was living life. I was doing adventures and, you know, just taking new strides and steps forward to get back to myself. It seemed as if while dealing with these certain people that I had a gray cloud over me. You know, I felt, after I realized that I was no longer myself, I could feel and see the changes and effect that had come over my own body, which physically I was not healthy, mentally I was not healthy, and spiritually I was drained. And when you tie all three of those together, you really put yourself in a down and desperate and depressed state of area and energy and sorrow almost. But you have to understand that it's a moment. Although, yes, we may put ourselves in those moments, you have to be able to remove yourself from that moment. Now, yes, it is easier said than done, but you are not average. You are above average. You are made of a different breed, cut from a different cloth, can obtain things that people only wish or dream to obtain. You're not the same person as your friends. You're not the same person as your enemies. You're not the same as those who oppose you. What you have to understand is that you are held up to a higher echelon of personnel. You are a different monster. You're not the same as the people in which you surround yourself. Now, I'm not telling you that you are better than them. I'm just telling you that you are different from the people who you surround yourself with. It's time to get back to you. You have to remember that you've been here before. And you may not recognize it right now. But just take a moment. Sit back and think about what you're dealing with right now. You've been in this place before. Now, if that was self-inflicted or externally inflicted, I'm not sure. But you've been in this place before. So what you must do now is strap your seatbelt on because you're about to go for a ride. You're about to boost yourself and push yourself into new positions. You're about to be able to love and feel yourself again and remember that all of the things that you wanted in life are so challenging to get to, but yet easily obtainable. You must remember that, yes, although you may feel down, although you may be hurting, although you may be feeling not so much like yourself, or dealing with a race where you know your opponent, but yet you need the push. You need the jump to get right out a step in front of them to ensure that you win. You know who you are. You know who you were. So you have to get back to being that person. So many times people say after an injury, or athletes, I'll say, after an injury, that they don't feel like themselves anymore. And it's so difficult. Doctors say that is so difficult for professional athletes after an injury where, say, they tore a ligament in their knee or, you know, they messed up the structure of a major limb, I'll say. The doctor one of the doctors stated that from this article I was reading about athletes and injuries, that most athletes who deal with an injury will go, because they were talking about ACL tears, said that most of the athletes do not fully trust their knee until maybe 3 to 5 years later, or possibly sooner due to psychiatric help. So let's say, or let's convert you right now and say that you've had an injury. You've had the surgery, everything went well, and the doctor clears you to go back to living life. But now, since you've been down and you had that injury and you had that which required surgery, you don't trust it as much. You don't trust your energy as much. You don't feel like you would be able to make the cutback from the one path that you are following right now back to the main path in which you first initially followed. Let's put yourself there in that position for a minute. Take a moment and close your eyes and see yourself where you are right now and think about where you wanted to initially go. It may seem like that initial path is so far gone, so far away, that it's impossible to ever even step foot back on that road that you were once traveling. But the main message and the main entity of this is just initially taking the first step towards that road. When you pull up your Google Maps or your Apple Maps, whichever one you may use, or Waze, and it tells you that you're going in this direction for so many miles, you're going to make that trip. If you're going to a concert or going to a club or a bar, you're going to make that trip easily, regardless of how far it says it is. If it's somewhere that you really want to go, you will make that trip. So all of the desires that you have in reference to making the trip to go to a bar or a club, regardless of how far it says that it's away on the Google Maps, you should have the same energy in getting to your goals that way, or getting back to yourself that way, because that's solely the true message right here, is getting back to yourself. So regardless of how far yourself or your body or your soul, however you may take the point advantage to look at, however far away it may seem, that's the main thing that we need to get back to doing right now, is getting back to ourselves. And regardless of how far it may be away, you have to make that the overall obtainable and achievable goal to getting back to that. When you're driving on a road trip, you don't drive 2 or 3 miles at a time. It's by the mile. Per your GPS, it shows you how many miles are left until your arrival to your destination. So that means that they're going one by one. It's never 2 by 2 or 3 by 3. It's always 1 by 1. So if you turn, or you've been misguided off of your path of travel towards your goals and achievements that you once had, or just yourself, take those steps 1 by 1 to get back to being you, to when you could smile, when you were always happy, regardless of what you dealt with, regardless of the challenges that arose in your life, or the loved ones that you lost, or the relationship fail, or losing your job, or just the different challenges. You know, that list could go on forever. It's a different challenge each day. You just have to be thankful for life today. First, each day, be thankful for life, because it's not guaranteed at all. But after you say your thanks for your life, or for waking up that following day, it's time to go to work. There's been too many excuses. You've given yourself too many excuses for not getting back to being who you are. for giving up on a situation that really helped you out, for pushing yourself off, or for counting yourself out. It's time to get back to the person that you once were, where you were smiling every day, where you loved yourself so much that you would not even think of dealing with the BS that you're putting up with right now, just because you held yourself to a higher standard back then, but now you don't. You may feel like you've fallen off, but the only thing that has fallen off is just the leaves on a tree. Because at the end of the day, if you've fallen off, you wouldn't be where you are today. Now, although it may not be where you initially wanted to be at, you can solely change that yourself. But it starts with that first step. That first step is so crucial. It's just like somebody who hasn't worked out in the past 3 years seriously, and now their New Year's resolution is to get back to working out. And after that first day, their body's sore and achy, and they're down and laying in bed, don't even want to get up the next day to go to work. But they get up, go the next day to go to work, and now they're off, and now it's time for them to go back to the gym, but they're also sore. But they go ahead and do it anyways. So now they're feeling even more pain from the soreness of the muscles, possibly even cramps, joints, all of this different pain. But then they go again the third day, and now the pain gets a little bit worse. They're tight. They have body aches. They just feel worn down. Now, at that moment, you're able to seek and face two different challenges. Because this is usually the first 3 to 10 days of going back to the gym is usually when a person either continues or they give up. You have to solely determine if you are going to take those steps to get back to finding your peace and finding yourself. Are you going to be the person who just gives up after that 3 to 10 day period because, oh, now your body hurts, now your mind hurts, your brain is tired, your body is hurting, you don't feel like yourself? Well, that was the purpose of starting the journey in the first place, to get back to yourself. You can't be worried about anybody else or anything else, or thinking about the simple fact that you're not where you once were, because overall, you are the sole proprietor in getting back to you. You have to love yourself more than you ever did in these moments. And sadly, you have to change who you are. Not saying conform to some things that you didn't believe in, but just overall get back to who you are. Love yourself again. Smile again. Continue to be the person you once were, where your joy could never be broken, regardless of the challenges that you face. Overall, it's primarily getting back to those days when every day, whenever you stepped outside, you saw sunrise and palm trees and the beach. Some people actually do get that, but that's for the people who live in the inner city and not have the luxury of living in the water areas. You have to get back to your happy place. Overall, that's what I mean by that. You have to get back to your happy place, to the point to where you know that you are happy. You enjoy yourself. You enjoy the person, the woman or the man that you are. You enjoy your life overall. And nothing's going to stop you. Once you find that, you must know that everything is now on the change. You're on the up and up now, baby. It's time to get to it. You got to get back to loving yourself first. Loving who you are. Loving your smile. Even when you don't feel like smiling. That is definitely the first steps to getting back to you. And once you get back to you, everything's going to change. Everything will change. People are going to attack you the same way, but once you know who you are, it won't even hit the same. Like my mom used to tell me, people are going to come to you, but you need to learn how to look at that person as if they're a piece of glass and you don't even see them. Look through them. They're not there. But just know yourself, love yourself, and enjoy life to its fullest extent. Live for now. Live for today and never tomorrow, because today is the only thing that's coming. I love you all. Of course, I always appreciate you all for tuning in. And this has been another episode of the JDT Podcast. Peace.